Support for the Morning News comes from the Homer Foundation. The Homer Foundation will hold its annual meeting on Thursday, October 22nd at 5 p.m. at Kenai Peninsula College. The event is open to the community and will include updates about local grantmaking and partnerships across the Southern Kenai Peninsula. Details about the meeting are available at homerfoundation.org. The Homer Foundation. Give. Grow. Grant.
Good morning, I'm Simon Lopez, and this is KBBI's Morning News for Thursday, September 10th, 2026. Cinderella, a musical composed by Sally Oberstein and Michael McKinney, opens at Alice's on September 11th at 8 p.m. Emily Springer attended a rehearsal, talked to composers and performers, and previewed the piece for KBBI.
Cinderella is a locally themed musical written by Sally Oberstein and Michael McKinney. The basic plot details of the story are available on the Alaska World Arts Festival website. After Ella's father dies, her deceptive stepmother, Cruella, takes ownership of Cruella's cocktail castle. Her stepmother and two stepsisters treat Ella like a slave, but play nice in front of the producer of Some of America's Got Talent. The producer has arrived in Alaska to make someone a superstar. Homer is his last stop, and he makes plans to visit open mic shows at Caretakers, Excuses, Downwind Saloon, Canisters, and the Briny Beagle on the Homer Spit. Ella's stepmother bans her from going to the open mics, but Vito, her fairy godfather, paves the way. When the producer falls in love with Ella's voice, he doesn't know how to find her again because she was in disguise. Oberstein and McKinney explain some of the basic details of how the musical got started following their 2025 performance of The Wizard of Oz and other co-produced performances.
Yeah, I think Cinderella just came up, and then we thought, if we do Cinderella in Alice's and make Alice's a part of the show, that might be fun too for the audience. So we'll see how that works.
Yeah. Every year when we do this, we think, gosh, how are we ever going to come up with something new? Then we start pacing the floor and telling jokes to each other and going back and forth. And we end up with...
And then we solicit the best people we can possibly think of to be in the cast, and they make us look good. So, yeah, they've added so much to this show. It's just really a lot of fun to work with them.
I mean, we write a skeleton. Maybe a little more than a skeleton.
Yeah, we write the
script.
But
then we give them a lot of freedom to put in humor.
And we've been doing this for a while, so we kind of feel comfortable with people changing our words. And that's part of the fun of it, I think.
Cast members who provided comments to the radio included Corey Geisbeek as Quince, Casey Langner and Sage Dancewright as the stepsisters, and Jenny Medley as an open mic performer. Geisbeek commented on the local features of the production and benefits of providing individual takes to the production.
It just lands so good with the audience, it seems like, and it just kind of gives us a little bit of sense of pride in our community. We get to laugh at ourselves a little bit, which just kind of brings everyone close together anyways. One thing that's fun about this show compared to some of the other ones we did is it seems like a lot of the little side acts that get brought up, they were allowed to come up with their own kind of creative acts, and you really get to see kind of their own personalities come through and their own creative like take on certain things come through, which has been, that's been really fun to see them have a little more ownership over their acts.
Casey Langner and Sage Dancewright play the roles of the Wicked Stepsisters and provided these comments.
It's been really fun, especially getting to be silly together and getting to figure out the Wicked part and just get into our inner meme, but remaining silly.
Yeah, it's been really fun. Casey and I didn't know each other before this too, so I feel like it's been really great just to step into such a goofy role that really gives us a chance to be kind of sassy and catty and ridiculous.
Finally, Jenny Medley shares her roles in the play as an open mic performer, as a mime, an interpretive dancer, a trumpet player, and a member of a group song.
There's a lot of open mic scenes in the show, and I am in a number of those scenes. So each time I come on stage, I'm a different character. I think one of the things about being an open mic performer is I kind of have the opportunity to improvise. So I'm not sure there's a guarantee that I will do the same thing every time I get on the stage.
Oberstein made a final comment about the general familiarity of the songs in the production.
All of the songs in this production are familiar to people because they're all 100 years old or more in public domain. So we chose every song that was would be familiar to people.
Homer's Cinderella will be performed at Alice's on Fridays and Saturdays through September 26th, and tickets are available online at alaskaworldarts.org. Reporting from Homer, this is Emily Springer.
And that's it for this morning's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 in Homer, 88.1 FM in Seward through translator K201AO and online at kbbi.org. News tips and story ideas can be emailed to news@kbbi.org. And taking a look at this morning's tides for the Seldovia District. There is a low tide at 8:38 a.m., a minus 2.6 foot low for Kachemak Bay, with a 3 p.m. high tide at 20.1 feet. And for the Seward District, low tide was at 7:27 a.m., a minus 1.1 foot low for Resurrection Bay, with a high tide at 1:46 p.m. at 10.8 feet, again for Resurrection Bay. Sunrise this morning in Homer was at 7:23 a.m. Sunset will be at 8:40 p.m. for 13 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, a loss of 5 minutes, 18 seconds from yesterday. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:26 a.m. And Seward sunrise was at 7:14 a.m. Sunset will be at 8:32 p.m. for 13 hours, 18 minutes of daylight, a loss of 5 minutes, and 24 seconds from yesterday. The sun will rise in Seward tomorrow at 7:16 a.m. Thanks for listening. Good morning.